Yeah, you know, I think the officers that are doing it, you know, they can do a whole range of other, you know, police duties, right? They're not just locked into that. And then it could be like your canine units. You know, you could call them in. You know, there's not always a canine. They try to have one available, but, you know, so I imagine like that. And same thing, a lot of expense there and manpower and all that. And, you know, how often do you bring the canine unit out, right? So it depends what they're trained for, obviously. But there's probably ways to mitigate that. But, you know, I think there's also some, you know, there's the fugitive apprehensive getting into a scene early, you know, to, you know, bring to bear the right resources, you know, particularly in a lead law enforcement scene, protecting, you know, if you could take a drone in, and we had a barricaded gunman in Mount Clemens, oh God, what was it now? Probably a couple years ago now, and somebody brought in a drone, and I think it was the drones that ultimately, you know, saved the day on that one, because they couldn't get near it, but the drones could, and yeah, it was, they didn't know what they could do or what they couldn't do, and the drones were able to go in and see that the guy was taken out, and could have saved his life, possibly, you know, because it would have been hours before they would have been able to approach the place where he had been shot. I vaguely remember it all, you know, but yeah, I just I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd have to see the whole cost analysis, but I'm just enamored with the technology.